Ama la quinza pandamga nunkari.
55.
62. I was just doing my job, man, she says. This Enki dude wanted to get a message to Hiro, and I delivered it. Shut up, Rife says. He doesn't say it like he's pissed. He just wants her to be quiet. Because what she did doesn't make any difference now that all those wire heads have piled on top of Hiro. YT looks out the window. They are buzzing across the Pacific, keeping pretty low down so that the water skims quickly beneath them. She doesn't know how fast they're going, but it looks to be pretty damn fast. She always thought the ocean was supposed to be blue, but in fact, it's the most boring gray color she's ever seen. And there's miles and miles of it. After a few minutes, another chopper catches up with them and begins flying alongside, pretty close, in formation. It's the rare chopper, the one full of medics. Through its cabin window, she can see Raven sitting in one of the seats. At first, she thinks he's still unconscious because he's kind of hunched over, not moving. Then he lifts his head and she sees that he's goggled into the metaverse. He reaches up with one hand and pulls the goggles up onto his forehead for a moment, squints out the window, and sees her watching him. Their eyes meet, and her heart starts flopping around weakly, like a bunny in a Ziploc bag. He grins and waves. YT sits back in her seat and pulls the shade down over the window.